President Obama has a sure vote in Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland, the House Majority Leader, who's trying to rally and convince any wavering Democrats. Mr. Hoyer joins us now live from his office at the Capitol. Representative Hoyer, busy weekend. Thanks for making time for us.
You bet, Scott. Good to be with you.
Do you have the votes?
I think we're going to have the votes when the roll is called tomorrow, yes.
That's not the same thing.
Pardon? No, it's not the same thing.
Are you holding back any commitments in your pocket to kind of unveil them this afternoon?
I think there are people who have not publicly indicated that they're going to be supporting this legislation that are going to be making that point sometime between now and when we vote. Yes.
Forgive me for being this blunt, but I mean, is there a veterans hospital in Tennessee or some kind of covered bridge that you can arrange for Democrats from that state, like Bart Gordon or Jim Cooper?
No, we're not doing that. And Bart Gordon, Jim Cooper, and other members of the House are going to make determination based upon whether or not they think this plan is something that's needed and appropriate, and will make us a healthier, stronger nation. I think that's accurate. We're talking to members on the merits of the legislation that's pending. Mm.
An observer can't resist the observation that some of the elements of the bill that seemed unpopular a few weeks ago, like taxing the high-end insurance plans, which would have the effect of penalizing some people with good health care coverage now, have seemed to get less attention than some other aspects. Has that been a deliberate strategy?
Well, I think that, frankly, the so-called bending the curve provisions, which were very important, and obviously we want to bring down the cost of health care, that particular provision to which you refer has been substantially modified so that it would not kick in until 2018, and it's set at $27,500 as the value of the policy. So it's a very high-end policy, and there are certain exceptions to that for certain people who have particular illnesses that make them have an expensive policy, or age groups, gender, or work status, dangerous occupations. So I think that provision has been modified significantly, while at the same time preserving its ability to bend the cost curve and bring health care costs down.
But when you say it won't kick in until 2018, does that have the practical effect of not making people concentrate on what the ultimate effect will be?
Well, I think people have focused on that, but many of the people who focused on it early on have come to conclude that, first of all, it will not affect a large number of people, and the people that it does affect are buying very high-end policies and getting tax benefits for that. The average American will not be affected by this. So I think that's part of the reason that the focus has shifted somewhat. And I think the other reason is that, yes, to some degree, that because it's delayed effect, the focus has not been as great.
There are a score of Democrats for whom abortion is a moral issue. Now, party leaders have said to them, look, this is a big tent. There's room for your convictions in our party. But they could be the decisive group here. What assurances can you give them that federal funds won't be used to finance abortion?
Well, as you know, many Catholic groups, Catholic hospitals, group of 59,000, our organization representing 59,000 Catholic nuns, a number of Catholic papers have come out and endorsed the so-called Nelson language, Casey language, which we believe, and I think most people believe, does in fact preclude what is the law now, and that is public funds being used to purchase abortion coverage or abortion services. We think that's appropriate. And both sides, frankly, want to get to that objective. The issue is whether or not we've gotten to that objective. But we have a number of very strong pro-life legislators who have concluded that the language included in the Senate bill does, in fact, accomplish that objective. And I agree with that. So we have told members...
We're out of time.
Both sides of the aisle, that's what it does.
Thanks, Mr. Hoyer. Steny Hoyer of Maryland.